Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
News you can use. Connecting faith to life. It's Austin Hill in the Morning.
6:10 on Tuesday. Welcome to it. It's the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill here weekday morning 6 till 8 as you get your day started as we seek to connect faith to life. So mortgage interest rates just went even lower, believe it or not. We are in a season, we are at a point on the calendar in the year 2014 where many of us are anticipating interest rates to start going upwards. Of course, that's been surmised. It's been anticipated for probably a bigger part of 2 or 3 years or so. But what are we to make of this latest development? Is now the time to take on more debt with really, 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 really cheap credit? Joining us to talk about it, David Smith from SmithInvestmentManagement.com. David, welcome back to the program. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Austin. Great to be here.
Always good to have you with us. Listen, I have been anticipating, in fact, you have said here on this program that we should all be anticipating the U.S. Federal Reserve to raise interest rates, the main interest rates, and that in turn would raise interest rates on mortgages and auto loans and all kinds of other credit. And now just yesterday we were flooded with news reports that in some cases mortgage rates slipping below 4%. And which is counterintuitive. So I guess I'd want to start by asking, how can we explain this? Can you explain it to us? And what sets these mortgage lending rates anyway?
Well, the great question. Years ago, if you'd have asked me that question, I'd have said that, you know, we have a capitalist system that establishes rates. And basically, based on the risk of lending and the availability of money, those two things would come together and establish the rates. Mm-hmm. And so that model, while it may have been true in the past, it's not true today. The Federal Reserve sets the price that we pay for renting money very directly.
Okay. So it's a government agency, and supposedly it's setting the interest rates, that is, and supposedly that agency, the U.S. Federal Reserve, the central bank of our country, was going to raise interest rates, and now mortgage rates, according to reports over the last several days, have moved backwards. Can you explain that for us?
Well, you know, it's possible that the news of the current news, the Ebolas and the Islamic State and the different things in the Middle East have caused people to believe that our economy will slow down, and that an economic slowdown is what's coming, and so they're anticipating that, and so rates are declining. That's one possibility, and it certainly, you know, could be the case.
Right.
The other, and I think more likely scenario is, you know, the Federal Reserve, their initial charge was to protect the currency. That was their first charge. Their second charge that they added sometime later was for full employment or a high level of employment. When Janet Yellen came into office, you know, she added one more, and that was just in July of this year, and that was financial stability. And so,
I don't know how you define that. That sounds very subjective to my ear.
Well, it is. But in their view, if we have, you know, systemic risk, if there's increased risk in our financial system, mm-hmm. they get to take. Or they take measures to protect the system. And right now what that means is, you know, they will buy government bonds or mortgage bonds directly, which they have done very aggressively recently. They've announced that they're backing off that. And it's likely we can't see behind the curtain, but it's likely that Treasury right now, U.S. Treasury,
yes.
Through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, is aggressively buying mortgage securities to buy down the rates, like they have very significantly in the past.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So more, I want to use the term manipulation, but I guess a more appropriate or a more positive spin on this would be to call this more efforts by the U.S. federal government to stimulate the economy by stimulating and controlling and triggering lending.
Exactly. And, you know, with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, after they went into conservatorship in 2008 and controlled by U.S. Treasury, since that point, they have bought $4 trillion of mortgages. So that's not a small, intrusion into the market. That's pretty significant. I mean, $4 trillion is the expansion in the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve that we've seen these last few years that everybody talks about. Nobody talks about Fannie and Freddie.
That's more than a fourth of the whole U.S. federal debt and deficit combined. I mean, that's huge. Stand by. David Smith will continue with him in just a moment. David, when we come back, let's talk about some scriptural wisdom on how to manage our portfolios and our savings and our households and families in very curious times such as these. It's now 6:16. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Thank you for being with us. On this Be Faith Radio Network, difficult to know whether things are moving upward or downward when it comes to the financial world, when it comes to the financial system, when it comes to the economy. David Smith with SmithInvestmentManagement.com. He's on our guest line, always offering conventional and unconventional wisdom on how to plan for our economic futures. David, I do note, I monitor the financial and business news media pretty carefully, and there has been increased chatter. It's only opinion, but increased opinions nonetheless being offered on CNBC, Fox Business Channel, Reuters, Business News Network, those kinds of things, increased discussion about the fact that basically the Federal Reserve's economic stimulus for Wall Street is eventually going to come to an end, and that probably sends us into an economic slowdown. What I hear you saying, based on your remarks a moment ago, is that lowering of mortgage rates may be an effort to stave off that decline and to sort of prop things up further. Did I hear that correctly?
Well, sure. Lower interest rates stimulate borrowing, and our system is has basically been net has had net increases of debt dramatically for 30 or 40 years in a row. So our system is kind of built on pyramiding more debt on more debt.
And I know you're not, as you work with individual clients and companies and households and such, you're not opposed to referencing the scripture, pulling out the Bible, going through what the scriptures tell us about money and finance and investing, and prayerfully considering with clients what their next move might be. Scripturally speaking, from a distinctly Christian biblical standpoint, how do we navigate this terrain? I mean, it's difficult to get ahead and to function in our economy without a credit card, without incurring some kind of debt or line of credit, as it were. And yet the staggering levels of debt with companies, with individuals, with households, that impacts us all. That could be very dangerous. What is the scriptural way to navigate this terrain as you see it?
Well, I think you start first with, our hope. And our trust, it is written in Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And, further, Romans 13:8 says, no man anything but to love one another. And so if we kind of use those as our backdrop and then go into the specific instruction, like in Proverbs 22:7, the borrower is servant to the lender. Mm-hmm. And there's many scriptures that talk about, be the head, not the tail, be the lender, not the borrower. So certainly, in the world we live in today, most people don't have cash to buy a home. So,
right.
Prudent debt, with assets that are securing it, that's fine. Even lending to others. I mean, in Matthew 5, it talks about give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow from thee, don't turn away.
Right.
So we are to lend. We are to do these things. But we have an economy that's 70% based on spending. just, you know, consumption.
Right.
And, you know, that most, not most, much of that consumption is from people incurring new debt. And, you know, in the first scripture I read was in Philippians 4, it talks about God supplying all of our needs, not our wants, but our needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, you know, we need to prayerfully seek God and seek his will, because it's not a time where we can just give cookie cutter answers on the different things. I mean, we need to seek the Lord and say, God, you know, with this situation, what should I do? You know, my daughter wants to go to college, and I don't have the funds to just pay it.
Right.
You know, should she go to school and come out with 120 grand in debt?
Right.
And then end up, you know, tithing 10 or 20% of her income for the next 30 years. I mean, those are not, you know, simple answers. And
at the end of the day, I'm curious to know, with some of the, I guess, the consumer choices before us here, is now a good time with these even more reduced mortgage lending rates, is now the good time to take on a new mortgage loan and buy a new house or refinance or maybe even buy a car? That is incurring more debt, and yet at the same time, these interest rates, they are very attractive, artificially low as they may be. I mean, this seems like, in many ways, a good time to make a move.
You know, with the home mortgage, I would absolutely seek out, you know, options to refinance a mortgage. You're out nothing other than a little bit of time for checking. You know, you check your traditional sources, which are the banks and credit unions.
Sure.
Today, you can go online and get some specific search engines that will look for mortgage companies that will bid on your business. And that's a great thing to do. I mean, anytime you can shrink recurring expenses, that's a great thing to do. You look for, you know, the 30-year fixed, not the 3-year adjustable, the 5-year adjustable, and let, you know, you narrow the list down, and then when you're actually talking to the lenders, you force them to speak in your language, which means the payment amount and the cost for the loan.
Okay.
And unless you speak financial, you know, jargon, you want it converted to real world, which is how much am I going to pay every month, and
sure,
what are my upfront costs.
That's in the case of a refi. Taking on new debts altogether, not such a good time?
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. And,
okay,
and I, you know, if you have a something that has to be taken care of, you're perfectly considerate. But I would not, other than for something where you have a secured asset, I would try to avoid it as much as possible.
David Smith, SmithInvestmentManagement.com. Some conventional and unconventional, at least by our cultural standards, unconventional biblical wisdom on managing our finances in very, very confusing times. David, as always, thanks very much. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Austin.
It's now 6:25. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill, here weekday morning, 6 till 8. We're glad you're with us.
Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.